President Bush says he'll deal appropriately with countries that are developing weapons of mass destruction, but in his first comments to White House reporters in the new year, Mr. Bush says he hopes the United States will not go to war with Iraq. President Bush said he's hopeful there'll be no war with Iraq, but he said that's up to Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein making up his mind to disarm.
Well, hopefully he realizes we're serious, and hopefully he disarms peacefully. And he's a danger to the American people. He's a danger to our friends and allies.
UN weapons inspectors have been in Iraq more than a month, trying to find out if the country is hiding chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. If the Security Council concludes that Iraq is violating UN resolutions, it would then meet to decide the consequences. If President Bush is not satisfied with those consequences, he says he'll lead his own coalition to disarm Iraq by force. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz says the Bush administration is planning to attack Iraq no matter the results of the weapons inspections. He says Washington has what he calls an imperialist design to invade and occupy Iraq, then use the country's resources for itself. More U.S. troops have been moving into the Persian Gulf over the last few months in anticipation of possible military action. So far, Mr. Bush says the Iraqi leader's response to weapons inspections has been discouraging because, he says, Iraq's initial report on weapons programs was not true.
He is a man who likes to play games and charades. And the question is, will Saddam Hussein disarm? The world has asked him to disarm from weapons of mass destruction. The first indication isn't very positive that he will voluntarily disarm. After all, he put out a declaration that the world realized was false.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said Tuesday that he sees no reason for military action against Iraq at this time. He says Iraq is cooperating with UN arms inspectors, and he's satisfied that they're doing their work without impediments. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.